On today's Schooling Life, Episode 2, we tackle the difficult conversation parents and teachers face of race, as well as inclusive education and diversity in and out of the classroom. Welcome to this episode of Schooling Life. This is the space where I, as an educator, explore issues in and out of the classroom, share best practices and ideas to facilitate growth and development with other teachers and parents. Last week, my best friend from Washington came over to visit, and this was the first time my nephew and her met. I introduced them, he said hello, and then turned to me and asked, "Nina, why is your friend dark?" This was not a difficult question for me to answer, but it did make me realize that this could possibly be an uncomfortable and difficult conversation for parents and teachers to have. Now, there's nothing wrong with children noticing differences. In fact, research clearly shows that children not only recognize race from a very young age, but they develop racial biases from ages 3 to 5. Toddlers can recognize racial differences and gender differences. Actually, a 6-month-old can recognize differences. In an article titled "Anti-Bias Education for Young Children and Ourselves" by Dermond Sparks, they stated that the basic principle in early childhood work is that when educators treat children as if they are strong, intelligent, and kind, children are far more likely to behave in strong, intelligent, kind ways. Therefore, I went on to explain to my nephew that people of color have something called melanin, and some have more than others, and that makes a difference in their skin tone. When we have these conversations, it's important to treat them like adults and explain the facts, but also share our differences as well as our similarities. Now, in one instance, when I was in the classroom, I had these little girls playing in the dramatic area, and the little girls were pretending to be princesses. One girl told another that she could not be a princess because princesses were not her color. Now, during racist interactions, it is an educator's responsibility to first acknowledge the child's feelings that were hurt. Then take this as a good teaching opportunity moment. And therefore, I brought in a book with Princess Tiana. We also went and did our own research and looked at princesses and royalty from all over the world. Now, with these topics, it is important to get in front of the issue and start to build positive awareness of diversity and identity. In the article titled "Countering Color Blindness and Early Childhood Education" by Rodeau and Perez, they also discuss the different ways in which they tackle these issues within the classroom. And a teacher shared how in her bulletin board, she likes to feature people of different races on covers of books, as well as she designs posters describing those common themes. They also stated that racist and sexist ideologies permeate the social structure to such a degree that they become hegemonic, namely seen as natural, normal, and inevitable. Therefore, we call upon this elevated level of consciousness so that we can think critically and act against the cultural hegemony present in early childhood school communities. I also liked how, in Hard Evidence, Teachers' Unconscious Biases Contribute to Gender Disparity by Shakar, they discussed how biases of teachers affect students and how these biases are operating at an unconscious level. Therefore, the very first thing that we must do is address this issue by becoming aware of our own biases first. As adults, we are constantly modeling behaviors to children, and therefore it's important to look within. Now, what are some strategies that can help with teaching diversity and being inclusive? Some strategies include exposing kids to a wider range of media. And we have to be intentional at what we're looking at, as well as what we're showing them. Television, media, books, the language that we speak is all super important. We should provide books, dolls, pictures, and toys that represent various races. It is also important to talk with children about the differences they see in people, as well as how we are the same. Create opportunities for children to interact with people of various races. Now, in the article Countering Color Blindness in the Early Childhood Education, they also mentioned that strategies for advancing a more inclusive school environment include maintaining a reflective teaching practice by remembering their own school experiences and childhoods, using that knowledge to connect and nurture relationships with children. One of the things that I did in my classroom was bring people in and have them share something about their culture, whether it be a cultural song or maybe them talking about a traditional event. In one instance, a child was sharing how they were building an altar like in the movie Coco. So I took this as an opportunity to ask Mom and Grandma if they can come in and help us create an altar in the classroom, as well as share the traditional event. Exploring culture, heritage, background, and traditions of each child and family within the context of their community is super important, and it helps children build a positive awareness of diversity as well as celebrate their family's identity. There are so many benefits of teaching culture in the classroom. It allows children to become more empathetic, open-minded, confident, they feel safer, and they become better prepared for a diverse world. If there are any topics you'd like to discuss, don't forget to send us an email. I am Cassandra Ponce. Thank you for listening.